Hello, family, and welcome back to the journey of you. Today, I want to walk with you into a sacred moment, a moment of release, a moment of reclaiming, a moment of returning home to who you really are in Christ. There are days when the weight of the names we've been given feels much heavier than the calling placed within us. Names whispered by fear, names spoken by disappointment, names shaped by moments we wish we could undo. But heaven has a way of speaking louder. And today we are leaning into that voice because your identity is not found in the labels that life has handed you. It's found in the one who crafted you, called you, and claimed you as his home. Okay? So let's start here. Some of us has carried names like not enough, too much, behind, unworthy, damaged, unqualified. Names that are wrapped in old stories. Names shaped by survival seasons. Names we never asked for, but somehow we learn to wear. But friend, those labels are not your legacy. Scripture reminds us in Isaiah 43:1, don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called your name. You are mine. Think about that. That is God telling us literally to our faces that we are His. So nothing anyone else can say can take that away. You are not what tried to break you. You are not the story that wounded you. You are not the fear that chased you. You are His fully, completely, and eternally. Your identity, it is not a costume. It's not something you take off, then put on, switch to this one. No, it is a calling. It's not something you perform. It's not something you earn. It's not something you have to chase down or qualify for. Identity in Christ is simply received. Ephesians 2:10 says, we have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny he has given each of us. Think about that. God said you are his poetry. You are his intentional design, his original masterpiece. You're not a copy. You're not a shadow. You're not a diluted version of someone else. Simply you. That's all he wants you to be. 1 Peter 2:9 reiterates this. You are God's chosen treasure, priest who are kings called to represent him. Think about that. You're a chosen treasure. You are royalty with purpose, and you are a carrier of light. Identity is not fragile. Identity doesn't tremble under pressure. Identity doesn't dissolve when someone misunderstands you. Identity in Christ stands tall because it rests on the one who never changes. So now imagine this with me. Imagine every false label that you've ever carried gathered right here in your hands. The ones you've hidden, the ones you've rehearsed, the ones you've accepted without question. Now I want you to picture yourself laying them down, one by one, at the feet of Jesus. Watch them as they lose their power. Watch them as they break. Watch them fall away like dust. Because the truth is, you were never meant to wear a name that God didn't give you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 declares, now if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. The old names have vanished. The old stories have expired. And the old limitations are no longer yours to carry. You are free to rise, free to breathe, and free to become. If you're able, I want you to pause with me. Take a slow breath in and a gentle breath out. Let the world sit still for a moment. Now I want you to hear heaven whisper this over you. You are mine. You are loved. You are chosen. You are called. You are seen. You are not your past, your pain, or your performance. You are my daughter. You are my son, and I delight in you. Let that truth settle into the deepest parts of you, the quiet spaces, those places that are aching for belonging. Let every other name fade away. Let every other false identity unravel. Let the truth of Christ become the loudest voice in your life. As you walk through this week, I want you to carry three simple reminders. One, to listen to the voice inside. If it condemns, belittles, or shames you, that voice is not God. Release it, okay? Two, I want you to choose one scripture this week and speak it aloud every day. It's not for you to convince God. It's for you to remind yourself. Identity grows where truth is spoken on a regular basis, okay? And number three, I want you to take off one label, just one. Name it, lay it down, and replace it with God's truth. This is how identity becomes a lived reality, one surrendered moment at a time. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your words today. We thank you for your truth, Father, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, that we don't have to change or become somebody else, someone different than who you've called us to be. We don't have to copy anyone else or be a replica. We can just be ourselves and who you created us to be. So help us to continually sit in your presence, Father, to get to know you and your character, and to read your word, Father. Give us revelation of who you've called us to be and the identity that you've given us so that we can just be that exact thing that you've called us to be, who you've called us to be, and not be walking around completely enveloped in the cares of life, the trials and tribulations we've been through, or the labels that have been placed on us. Help us, Father, to sit still and silence the noise long enough to hear your voice. May it be the loudest voice that we hear, Lord, and may we forever remember who you've called us to be. And then we stack everything else up against that identity. And if it doesn't fit with your word and your truth, we will discard it and lay it at your feet, Father. I pray over each and every person listening that you help them, Father, to be aware of the labels that they have accepted as their identity, and that you help them to remove it one by one and lay it at your feet so they can truly step into who you've called them to be. We ask these things in your sweet Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If today's episode spoke to your heart, I invite you to download it. Share it with someone who needs this reminder, someone else who has also forgotten who they truly are and just needs one whisper of hope to find their way back. Remember, never let anyone or anything stop you from blooming. There is something great inside of you that others need. So dare to just be you.